Good morning, young ladies. How are you? Good. I have a message for disciples of all ages. So listen up, congregation, because this is for you too. So I remember when I was your age that when the teacher was walking around the classroom and we were supposed to be working on a project, I did really good when she was standing right next to me. I was focused, I was concentrating, and I usually did pretty good work. But when she walked away, I would get distracted, and I would focus on other things, and I might not even get any problem done until she came back by my desk again. And at home, if my parents gave me a chore to do, if they were standing right next to me, I did really well. But when they said, "Shannon, I need you to go clean up the kitchen, go clean up the counters," well, I would go in there and I'd find something to eat and I'd find something to bake and I wouldn't be doing what I was supposed to do. Does that sound familiar? No. No, they're focused in school. So what about with God? When we sit down to pray, can you see him sitting right next to you? Me neither. So sometimes I can't focus and I can't concentrate because I get distracted by other things. And I started to think about how can we do better? How can we pray better? How can we be better prayers? And this is why this is a message for disciples of all ages. Because it's not just something that kids struggle with. This is something that adults struggle with as well. So here's what I came up with. Praying is a lot like practicing anything else that you want to be good at. The more you do it, the better you are. Have you heard the saying, practice makes perfect? Well, that's with everything. Schoolwork, praying, singing, sports, chores, anything. So in order to practice, we have to let God into our heart, which I think we're very good at. I know you girls are very good at. Let God into your heart, and we have to be close to him. That's where the brainstorming comes in. How can we be close to God? You know these answers. How can you be close to God? By doing what? You can pray. Yep. How else can you be close to God? You can be kind. You can read what? The Bible. You can do what? What are the Trinity singers doing for us today? Sing. We can sing praises to God. There are lots of things we can do. We can talk to him about anything all day long. And a couple years ago, somebody introduced the concept to me of a breath prayer. A breath prayer. So when you think about prayers at night or prayers at meals, you're stopping what you're doing and you're saying, you know, the prayers out loud as a family with people. But a breath prayer is something that you can say under your breath all throughout the day. In our house, in our family, when we're driving down the road and we see an ambulance headed to a call, we don't close our eyes because usually I'm driving, but we say, "Lord, please help those EMS workers and whoever they're going after to help." We say little prayers all throughout the day. I say a prayer before I go a long distance, like, "Please help me get safely to where I'm going." You could say a prayer, "Lord, please help me on this spelling test," and hopefully you studied the night before, because that will be helpful too. But all throughout the day, the congregation can say, "Lord, please help me on this project I have at work," or "Please help me as I'm headed into this tough meeting." Little tiny prayers all throughout the day. But also, remember to thank God all throughout the day. "Lord, thank you for this beautiful sunrise that I'm seeing. Thank you for my friend who came and sat next to me when I was lonely." Or, "God, please help me to be a friend to this new student in my class." So remember that concept of breath prayer. Little tiny prayers, talk to God all day long, and that will help us be closer to him. Okay? Lord, let's say a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for these young disciples and disciples of all ages. Please draw us closer to you and help us to be your love and light in the world. Help us to talk to you all throughout the day in one sentence or in a whole paragraph. because we know you're listening. In your son's name we pray. Amen.